first, I'm going to say we don't, as a radio station or anything, endorse any candidate or party or anything like that. Now, to give some guidelines for, you know, when it comes to things like elections and all that, how do you choose, right? Like, if there's a party that runs a campaign that is closest to what you believe it can be to what the Bible says, then I would say go with that party. But there, if there are issues that they have that, you know, you just can't, whether it's the party as a whole or a person in your area or whatever, that you would line that up against scripture and you go, I just can't vote for them in good confidence, then of course don't vote for them. Now we are commanded to pray for our leadership, as 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 through 4 says, I urge then first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's easy to complain about our country's leadership at times, right? But how often are we praying for them? You know, that is the real question. Are we actually praying for them? It's convicting to me, too, because, like, I know it's easier for me to go and look at the news and go, oh, you know, just be so down about it. But really, we need to pray for them. Lift them up in prayer. And, you know, hopefully that they'll be like, okay, you know, God, lead me, guide me, direct me. And hopefully they'll do that.